State Attorney General Pam Bondi, along with Senate President Don Gates and House Speaker Will Weatherford, filed briefs to keep the medical marijuana initiative off next year's ballot. Opponents, including former Pinellas County Sheriff's Office Captain Bob Alfonso, say the ballot language is misleading and leaves too many loopholes.
The majority of people out there that I've dealt with in my law enforcement career are looking for medical marijuana to be in their communities because then they believe that that will give them the right or the access to then use marijuana recreationally.
United for Care campaign manager Ben Pallera says opposing medical marijuana legalization prevents the very ill from legally getting relief it can provide.
There are thousands of Floridians who are suffering today and yesterday and tomorrow, and medical marijuana can make a real difference in their quality of life. And for a lot of people, it's their quality of life for their last few months or few years on the planet. And so voters should have an opportunity to vote on something that they overwhelmingly support.
The real question is, why is it that we are using a ballot initiative to approve a medication?
That's Harvard School of Medicine psychobiology professor Dr. Bertha Madras.
The FDA has consistently not approved marijuana for medical purposes because it does not achieve the bar of the stringent scientific process that the FDA requires.
Even so, a recent poll shows Floridians support the legalization of medical marijuana by a margin of 82% to 16%. If justices approve the ballot language, campaigners still need to collect hundreds of thousands of verified petition signatures by February 1st. John Davis, WGCU News.